Thank you and good morning. Lance Borgner and Christina Higgins, two people wanted by three law enforcement agencies in Humboldt County, were arrested by Eureka Police on Wednesday and booked into county jail. The pair are suspects in an assault and robbery of a couple in McKinleyville on Monday afternoon, and that turned into a vehicle chase from McKinleyville to the Arcata Police Department. Borgner and Higgins are also suspects in a police pursuit in Eureka on Sunday and another pursuit with Arcata Police early Monday morning. Details about their arrest have not been released, but they are facing potential charges of assault, robbery, and felony evasion. It's been a rainy week along the North Coast, and the National Weather Service predicts more heavy rains combined with high winds over the weekend. Another winter storm system is forecasted to move through the region, and winds with gusts of up to 40 to 50 miles per hour are expected. Heavy rains may cause rock and mudslides and the minor flooding of streams and creeks, and the weather will also affect driving conditions. Del Norte County is currently experiencing heavy rains coming down at 1/3 of an inch per hour. That storm system is expected to continue to make its way south. Low visibility and wet roads, including the pooling of water, will make driving conditions dangerous. Slow down and use caution. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down a California regulation that requires gun owners to show good cause to receive a permit to carry a concealed firearm. The 2-1 decision that differs from the decisions of two other Circuit Court of Appeals means the case is likely headed to the Supreme Court, which takes on cases when federal appeals courts differ in their opinions. The Associated Press reports that the court ruled that law-abiding citizens have the right to bear arms outside of the home for self-defense purposes. Health and Human Services Director Phil Crandall says foster kids are not in the system because they have done anything wrong. That's why Crandall has been honored by a California group pushing for foster care reform. Crandall has been trying to reform methods of helping foster children reach productive adulthood. This week, he was honored for his work by California Youth Connection. The group said that Crandall is an outstanding foster care reform leader. Crandall said he wants structure in place to keep foster children safe. California Senators Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer have joined Oregon Senator Ron Wyden in authoring a federal bill that would address California's drought. The bill would allocate some $300 million for ensuring that communities at risk of losing drinking water do not, and that farmers in the Central Valley have water for crops while still protecting endangered species, particularly fish. Senator Wyden said that the Klamath farmers and ranchers are already feeling the effects of drought, and the bill would allow water agencies to get water to the areas most in need. The federal government will address the drought conditions today, when more than $180 million will be made available to farmers and ranchers in the Central Valley. Reimbursement for dead livestock and feed costs will be available, and funds for water projects will be as well. That money comes from the recently passed Farm Bill. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
One morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our Job Shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for Job Shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The rise of technology is changing every aspect of our daily lives, including the way schools are educating students. From the use of smart boards, interactive whiteboards with touchscreen capabilities, to vast educational resources offered by the internet, technological advances are having a profound impact on schools across the county. The Humboldt County Office of Education is working to integrate more technology into classrooms. E-learning specialist Colby Smart explains.
We're a process of remodeling education, just like our businesses and our society. We're remodeling things. We're not eliminating things that work. Pencils are still very much part of the classroom, and they always will be. But there will be a point in time where we won't look at these things as brand new or extra.
Smart went on to provide an example of how students will benefit from the changes.
One of the projects that we're working on right now is an e-reader pilot with 9 first and second grade teachers in classrooms all over the county. And what we've done is we've purchased Kindle e-readers in partnership with the Humboldt County Library. Each student in one of these 9 classes actually have access to this little device where they can actually go to the Humboldt County Library from wherever they are and download books.
Another example is the Office of Education's e-learning website that serves as a portal for teachers and students throughout the county to access and contribute ideas. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.